If you wanna find me, yeah, I'm in the front row. With my two tickets on me, I'm in the front row. It's the best place to be, I'm in the front row.
Best place to be, yeah.
If you wanna find me, yo, I'm in the front row. With my two tickets on me, I'm in the front row. It's the best place to be, I'm in the front row. So what's colder than ice and even hotter than a flame? I be in the front row chilling at a ball game. Yeah, you know what they say when you're having fun, time flies. Catch me courtside chilling with the inside. Scoop, come on, tell me how you want it. Catch me on the court, it's the best view in sports. Whether you're Lakers or Arizona Wildcats, whether you're Dodgers, Kings or Galaxy fans, in the front row's got everything that you need, from news and videos and all in between. So if you're down and you're feeling the vibe, and if you're down and you're feeling the vibe, then come and join us in the front row. Yeah, I'm in the front row. Got my two tickets on me, I'm in the front row. It's the best place to be, I'm in the front row.
Best place to be, yeah.
If you wanna find me, yo, I'm in the front row. Got my two tickets on me, I'm in the front row.
Guys, in the front row.com, bringing you the best views in sports. Here today with Shireen Ryan and Devin White. I am Chris Rodriguez, and we're going to get into some, start off with Clayton Kershaw of the Dodgers. A pretty devastating injury to Dodger Nation, going down 4 to 6 weeks with a bad back. Shireen, what are your thoughts on this? Are you feeling any type of panic mode?
I'm not panicking because I feel like it'll give other pitchers a chance to get more experience. But by the time Kershaw gets back, we can hit the playoffs. And I'm trying to be positive here. I'm upset. Don't get me wrong. But it's better for him to be injured now than it is for him to be injured right at the playoffs. And then in the past years, when Kershaw has pitched in the playoffs, he's pitched too much and not got us to the next round, right? So maybe this is something different. So I'm really upset that he's injured. I wish he would have gone uninjured, but I'm glad thankful it's now and not, you know, right before the playoffs.
Yeah, and I agree with that. It might be like last year, a little bit of a blessing in disguise. That way he's not burnt out getting into the playoffs. But, Dev, I know you've got some thoughts on this Clayton Kershaw. We've talked about it in the last few weeks. How are you feeling about this injury? This is big, right?
Is it big? Of course it's big. This is huge, gigantic. This is the Dodgers money guy. And not only that, I just feel 2 years in a row, your best guy is going out with a back injury. That's not good. That's alarming for a pitcher to have back injuries like this. That's not a good thing. Like, there's no way to put it around it. That's not a good thing. But I also was, you know, our last podcast, I've been telling you, Chris, I thought the Dodgers still needed another arm as it was with Kershaw healthy. So now I think it's really bad if he's going to be out for the 6 weeks. That's fine. But if it can linger longer than that, you don't know. That's just an initial diagnosis. You don't know if his back's going to respond. You ask anybody with back problems, you never know, and that could just pop up and start hurting. So I just think the Dodgers are going to have to definitely make some moves now. If they were considering it, they have to be in let's-go-for-it mode now. They have to make some moves, and they're going to have to come off some of those prospects to get a Verlander or a Darvish or something like that.
Yeah, that is very true. Back injuries are always scary. And it looks like he might need to elect to get some off-season back surgery once the season wraps up and they get that World Series ring.
It's never good. Don't do back surgery. That's never good. You'll never be the same with back surgery.
Well, let's hope it's not an alternative, or not the only alternative, I should say. But, Shireen, going back to you, there's a couple big-name pitchers out in the market that I think the Dodgers are going to look at anyway. You have Yu Darvish from the Texas Rangers.
Uh-huh.
And Justin Verlander, who is a former Cy Young Award winner and MVP in the same season. He kind of was the Kershaw about 7-8 years ago before Kershaw came around. Which one of those guys would you rather have?
I take Verlander because he has the experience.
Uh-huh.
And I think maybe he's not doing well because maybe he's not on a team that is suiting him. But I think he's got what it takes. I just think he needs a shot, but he's solid. And, I'd love to have him on our team.
Yeah, and I agree with that, too. Verlander did have really good numbers last year with a little bit of a bounce back. Dev, who are you liking? It's Yu Darvish or Justin Verlander? Those are the two hot names on the market, which one would you rather have if you're the Dodgers?
Hey, why only get one? Why not try to go get them both? Not try to go get both of these guys? Dodgers keep bragging about this great farm system they have. Go get them both. Be bold. Go for it. You guys have the best team in the major leagues right now. You guys have a 10-game lead in your division, and it's not even a bad division this year. The second and third place teams are good, so I think they need to go ahead and do what they got to do, give up the prospects, and go for it. Go for it, Dodgers. Go for it. You're the best team right now. You need to go for it. There's nothing to wait for. Go for it.
Yeah, and you saw the Cubs kind of do that last year where they went for broke. They traded a bunch of their prospects, and it paid off. It got them a World Series victory. Now, speaking of prospects, one that's, I guess, blossomed and has really put a stamp on the major leagues this year, besides Corey Seager, we have Cody Bellinger, who's absolutely in the NL MVP race. Shireen, what are your thoughts on seeing this rookie come on so quick?
I mean, everybody's salivating when he comes to the plate, number one. Number two, I don't care if he's a rookie. He is already an MVP in my eyes. I mean, it's 28 home runs. He hit for the cycle couple weeks ago. Every time we need a walk-off run, he comes up and hits a clutch hit. I mean, if he continues on this path, I really don't I don't agree with anybody who says, well, you can't give it to a rookie. He's one of the biggest reasons why the Dodgers are in first place. They're in first place, right?
Yes, sir, by a long shot.
Yeah. Well, it's because of him. Isn't that what MVP is? Most valuable player, the one that helps you get there? Not on a losing team. It should be on a winning team.
Exactly. And I think this might be the first year in a long time, or maybe ever, where you have two guys in their rookie year, Aaron Judge and Cody Bellinger, both are going to be MVPs, even though they're rookies. So, but Dev, how are you feeling about this Cody Bellinger kid? It's no longer just a fluke.
No, it's not, and I've sensed it for a while. He looks like he's a good. I like the way he plays, and I think he's firmly in the MVP race, and I think the way he's elevated the Dodgers before he started playing, the Dodgers were, if I'm correct, 2 games under 500 before they called Cody Bellinger up, and since they've called him up, I think they're like 20 games over 500, something crazy like that, where they've won so much more since he's been in. I can think you can attribute it straight to him. Like, he's come in, he's been that force in that lineup. He's come in, like Shireen just said, clutch in so many situations. Last night, he hit that bomb in the eighth inning. Like, there's been so many times that he's come through in the ninth, eighth, seventh inning for them. That's what an MVP does. And the MVP, usually, if you go by the history, a lot of times they vote for, like, a good player on a great team. Like, that's what they usually go by. And if the Dodgers keep this pace up, I don't see why they wouldn't pick him as the MVP.
No, I agree with that 100%. Now, you have Adrian Gonzalez, who they say is not too far from returning. Clearly, they're going to have to sit with Bellinger. But if they do elect to bring Gonzalez back, that means Bellinger is going to go to the outfield. Which one of the outfield positions, which one of the guys out there do you think is going to have to take a seat? Puig has a good bounce-back season. Chris Taylor's been fantastic. Josh Peterson's been okay. So maybe, I don't know, what do you think, Trent? Is Josh Peterson probably going to be the guy since he's probably the weakest hitter?
Yeah, I think he's going to be. I think the bats need to stay hot for these guys to win, and I think maybe Josh Peterson's the guy who's going to have to maybe even change position. I mean, who knows? And it's up to Dave Roberts, but I mean, is there any other position he plays? Maybe he can rotate a few every other game and keep people fresh. I mean, I don't know. That's who I'd pick.
That's true. What about you, Dev? What do you think they do if Gonzalez comes back?
When Gonzalez comes back, I think they might think outside the box. They might try to throw Peterson in a trade for one of these pitchers. You know what I mean? Like, with these surplus of outfielders they got, I think Jock could be gone. Jock could be shipped out of there and actually traded to one of these teams in these deals for one of these pitchers. That's what I would do. I would try to include him in one of these trades. I think you got Trace Thompson back now, and he's another outfielder for depth. So I think Peterson is expendable, I think. I think they've been disappointed with him since the second half of that one season when he started really hot. So I think he could be on the way out.
Yeah, but the scary thing about Trace Thompson, like you pointed out earlier with the back injury, was first of all, since Trace Thompson got hurt last year with his back injury, he hasn't been close to the guy he was last year when he started out hot for the Dodgers. But you know, since we're talking about Dodger prospects, there's I think we should kind of transition into another prospect. The Lakers signed today. Lakers signed Tyler Anix to be their backup point guard. He was one of the few guys on their list. Let's all thank God it wasn't Derrick Rose. Shereen,
yeah.
How are you feeling about Tyler Anix being the brand-new Laker backup point guard?
Yeah, I don't – Lakers do not need a head case, and they don't need somebody who can disturb the locker room, which I thought Rondo and Rose would have been. So I'm really happy that we escaped those two. Although the Lakers did have an offer, I believe they were working it hard with Rose. I like Tyler Ennis. He already knows the team. I think he has a lot of potential. I think people underestimate him, and I like the underdog. Plus, he comes very inexpensive and gives him still room to make some moves. And you know, I'm a big Pac-12 person, so he's played against some of the best, and I thought he did a really good job. I'm going to be in that. There was a guy on Twitter that called him trash. I'm like, how can you call a person trash?
That's terrible.
And that's probably one of the biggest upsides to signing Tyler, and it's knowing that he came cheap. He was a really good shooter, finishing off the season last year. He doesn't really disturb Lonzo Ball as maybe someone competitively taking his position, something like that. That won't happen at all, and that would have been the case with Derrick Rose. So we're happy about that. Dev, how are you feeling about Tyler Ennis? I know you're becoming a Laker fan, how that Lonzo Ball's on the team, so let me hear what you got to say.
I personally, I've seen Tyler Ennis play from college. I mean, he's cool. I'm not going to say he's trash. I agree with Shereen. That's not right. You can't just call someone trash. First of all, anyone in NBA can't be trash. So he's cool, but I wanted to see the Lakers get a kind of someone that's more of a veteran-like, because he's only been in the league about 2 years, and he hasn't really played a lot. So I want someone who's been a veteran that can kind of give Lonzo the ins and outs, because Lonzo's going to be better than this guy already. And I just wanted, like, Derrick Rose, I agree. I don't think that would have been the right fit, or Rondo's a head case. I was screaming, no, Rondo's the worst one. I still think there's someone out there like Ian Clark that's been with the Warriors for the last year. The Lakers still have their $4 million exception because they signed Ennis to this minimum deal. So I think they can still – don't be surprised if they sign another point guard. It's not necessarily set in stone that Ennis is going to be the backup. You always pretty much need 3-point guards, so I don't know for sure that he's going to be the backup. They could still get someone else, I think.
Yeah, that's very true. And I also heard about Derrick Rose, that the reason they didn't work it out is because Rose refused to be a backup point guard, which, you know, and let's thank God they passed on him. And touching on what you said about Lonzo needing maybe some type of veteran presence to, I guess, show him the ropes a little bit on the point guard position, who better than Magic Johnson, who's going to be there at all the practices. You know, he'll be there at all the practices. You know, and he has guys like Brian Shaw who played big moments, big games with the Lakers during the Shaq-Kobe era. So I think in that respect, he'll be okay. Now, Lakers, they're not too far away. I think training camp is right around the corner, to be honest. I think it starts in September, because the season starts in mid-October now. So how are you feeling, Shereen, on Lonzo Ball and these young guys? You know, what do you expect? How do you expect for Lonzo to lead these guys going into the season?
Well, I think playing in the summer league and playing in the NBA are two different things. I had a long Facebook discussion with a lot of people about the Drew League versus the G League versus summer league. The summer league was the G League because so many freshmen that came out to play got injured, especially on the Lakers. So I think that it's not going to be a slam dunk. There's going to be a lot of adjustments that they have to make playing against other NBA players. I'm bummed that the guard that they didn't sign was Vander. I'm still pissed off about that.
Well, for
He's a
Vander.
Veteran. He's a veteran. I think he gets along with Lonzo very well. I don't see much of a shot at this point, but Eric Pinkett says maybe he'll make the training team. I mean, it's going to be – unless they make some big major thing happen, I'm looking at 35 wins maybe.
Yeah.
But fun basketball. Like, it's going to be fun to watch Kyle Kuzma and Lonzo go out. It's going to be fun to watch. Randall's so much better. Like, this season I've seen the difference, especially watching him in the Drew League. You know, you're not going to have Nick Swaggy P around, so you're going to – and Tyler's going to slide in the Caruso. If, you know what I like about Caruso? He's got that – I'm going to play with all the heart in the world because I have to prove myself. And those young Lakers, they need that around. They didn't have it around last year. Zubac fell a little bit in summer league. I think he needs to step it up. But to have the G Leaguer around, the two-way, like, I'll show you what you should be able to do. I think that's what they need the last season. I'm glad they have it this season.
Yeah, and I think with Zubac in the summer league, I didn't think he realized how quick the pace was going to be. And I think Zubac just wasn't in the right physical shape to keep up with the pace that Lonzo was playing at, which was, I think, kind of surprised the majority of the team how quick he was moving out there. Devin, now, you saw how great Kyle Kuzma looked, and I think on NBA.com they did a redraft for Kyle Kuzma that said would slide into the three. Lonzo would be at the one. How are you feeling about that, and how are you feeling about the young kids going into the season?
I don't know necessarily that I would slide Kuzma that far up. I mean, let's not get carried away and hyped up off of a summer league performance. But I did like what I saw from him. And as far as the regular season goes, the playoffs is going to be a stretch. Like, I'm trying to believe it, but that's going to be a stretch, I think, in the West especially. But I think I look at it a different way for him. I see it as he's going to be playing with better players, and that's all what he wants. That's going to be better for him. He's going to have Randall to pass to. He's going to have Erk Ingram to pass to. He's going to have Clarkson coming in the game. He's going to have KCP in the game. He's going to have Brook Lopez. All those guys are capable. All those guys are stiff. All those guys are capable. So all those guys are going to be better be open, better be ready, better be moving, because he's going to find you all. And I think it's going to go great. I think he's going to surprise people that a lot of people still are doubting, but I think it's going to be better for him that he's playing with better players. And I think the pace is going to go faster.
And I agree with that sentiment 100%. I think Lonzo will be the leader. Ingram is going to be the best player. And I think the team actually low-key Pelinka and Magic did a good job. I think they signed a lot better shooters and players than I originally anticipated they were going to do. So I expect a pretty good season. I think, Shireen, you're right around there, 35. I think anywhere between 30 and 35 wins.
Yeah.
Is a good selection. So,
well, don't forget Josh Hart, Thomas Bryant, and Larry Nance.
Yeah,
exactly. So, but, you know, there's a big NBA news that came out a couple days ago. Kyrie Irving allegedly requested a trade. I don't know if it's alleged anymore. I think it's pretty much
some
definite thing that he said. He had a definite request, asked to be traded, does not want to play with LeBron James. Shireen, what are you thinking about this whole situation?
Well, I mean, LeBron, everybody's talking about LeBron coming to L.A., LeBron going over here, LeBron playing with. So, I mean, Kyrie wants to be in the conversation. I mean, when he came out of college, he wanted to be in the conversation. He was going to be the star of Cleveland. And here comes LeBron James taking all the limelight away from him. And, of course, you know, it's all about LeBron now, right? So it wasn't his team. And he's never really had that shot. So now LeBron's going to leave, and all eyes are on LeBron, and there goes the GM. And